We're visiting with Nebraska Farm Bureau President Steve Nelson. And Steve, a little bit of a surprise yesterday with the news that Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow is going to bring this so-called egg bill legislation into the farm bill markup this month. And that's something that's probably not going to sit real well with a lot of groups, including yours.
Well, that's right. It's really unfortunate to bring this into the farm bill debate. It's been talked about before, and just I think a broad understanding on most everyone from an agricultural perspective that this doesn't have a place in the farm bill, and will just certainly complicate getting a farm bill passed for one thing. And so again, I think it's very unfortunate. I still hope that there's maybe some way that some common sense will prevail, and they'll say no, that this doesn't need to be in the farm bill, and then they can move on. So I'm guessing we'll know within the next couple of days whether that will whether it's certainly going to be in the discussion or not. But it would certainly be our hope that it's not.
I'm guessing she's getting quite a bit of feedback from a lot of different groups on that. But your concern is that it could threaten the prospects of getting a farm bill passed.
Well, I think it really could, because this is a huge issue, and certainly takes, you know, the regulatory control of government well beyond where we've been and into an area that where it's just completely unnecessary to have this kind of regulation in the farm bill. And so I think it's without a doubt Senator Stabenow is hearing a lot from not just livestock groups, but from everyone in agriculture and lots of other areas, that this just really isn't needed and has no place in the farm bill.
Of course, the egg folks, the ones that support this, and HSUS argue that this applies only to the egg industry and the other livestock sector shouldn't worry about it.
Well, I think all of us know that's probably not true, that this is just a foot in the door or the camel's nose under the tent or whatever terminology you want to use. But again, you know, it's a type of thing that we don't need in the farm bill. Farmers and ranchers know how to care for their livestock. They've done outstanding work. We've done outstanding work for generations in caring for livestock, and certainly we don't need this kind of legislation in a farm bill.